Welcome to Twi'lek Talk, a Star Wars podcast, with your hosts, Rob Solo, Darth Dylan, and Old Ben.
This is Twi'lek Talk, episode 5. It is July 2017. I'm Rob Solo, and I'm here with Old Ben and Darth Dylan. We are here to discuss all of the D23 drops for Star Wars this past weekend. Disney had their big weekend, the main event, their SummerSlam, if you will. Old Ben, where are we going first?
Well, I think we can, if we don't start off with this, I think we are losing a lot of momentum. But behind the scenes trailer was dropped at D23, and there was so much stuff to cover. And we're gonna start on that with the most telling quote, I think, by Daisy Ridley, saying that the story, meaning The Last Jedi, is unexpected but right. Although it's a sequel, it stands on its own. Guys, what do you think about that, her comments?
It makes me a little nervous, I'm being completely honest.
Okay.
Because I know she said that, but I also know that Mark Hamill, Luke, he also said that when you think you know the story, they throw stuff at him that he could never have imagined. I don't know. I'm almost like, is it going to be weird? Like, but I'm open to it. Darth Dylan?
I'm going to go ahead and put my faith into Rian Johnson because
yes,
he doesn't have that big of a repertoire for film, but everything that he's done has been great. You know, so I think he really thinks and puts a lot of detail into what he does. And I think, you know, you could tell when he lays in his bed at night, he thinks about this stuff, you know, with the next plot detail and how to make it more unique and individual. And I think we're going to be very shocked. And they're flat out saying it. Mark Hamill is expressing, you know, I think Mark Hamill is very, you know, he did the original trilogy. He knows Luke. He loves Luke. And I think him saying that means that he's shocked by what they did to the character Luke that he has created.
That's what makes me a little nervous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, if he's saying it. No, I'm just saying. He's saying it. Rey's saying it. Finn even said everything has shifted since episode 7. Rian has made Star Wars fresh and new. I just feel like this movie is going to take a completely unexpected direction, and I'm not sure how that will sit with other fans. I'm a little open to it, but I don't want it to go too far off. You know what I mean?
Right. I'm cautiously optimistic. Again, just going off of what Dylan said, I believe that Rian Johnson has the franchise's best interest in mind. I think that we will expect a story that will be well told with lots of great players in it, and you can't, because a lot of things people are saying, oh, well, I'm hoping it's a lot like Empire Strikes Back. And honestly, I mean, if they mean that as in, I hope it's a great story like Empire Strikes Back, I'm there. But if it's like, it's going to be scene for scene and, you know, all of that, no, I do want something that's a fresh take, but I do understand, you know, the concern of, well, I don't want these other elements that don't fit into that world to be placed in this world. And that's like, okay, now what?
Yeah. You know what? I'll take it. I want him to throw curveballs. I feel like the more I look back on Force Awakens, I could predict most of the stuff that was happening in that film. And like the Empire Strikes Back thing, a lot of people did try to relate it to A New Hope. And, you know, JJ went on and said that A New Hope was his inspiration for the film. So I don't know. It seems good.
Do you feel like A Force Awakens was too much like A New Hope?
Looking back in the theater, I tried my hardest to look at it as its own thing.
Yeah.
And you sent me a video, an hour long video going over all the similarities. And I watched that, and it's really hard for me to look back now and say that it was completely its own thing and unique. And I think it wasn't a copy of A New Hope, but it was an homage to A New Hope.
You think they played a little too safe?
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, I feel like that movie could have been something completely different the more I look back on it.
Yeah. Ben, I know you kind of had your geek glasses on. and how do you feel about it now? It's been out for a while.
I do agree with Dylan that there are, I mean, the beats are very similar, but I think that, you know, The Force Awakens was, the production of it, it was meant to get back those fans that were, felt like they were shortchanged by the prequels and that loved the original trilogy, and to also get the new fans back in saying, hey, remember this, remember that, and that's not, you know, that maybe it's not the best way to look at it, but I tried to look at it too. It was like, this is a really good, I mean, I still watch Force Awakens every once in a while when it's on TV and I still enjoy it, but I try not to focus on like, oh boy, yep, she's on a desert planet. Yep, she found a droid. Yep. I mean, you can analyze it to death, but you know what? At the end of the day, it's a great story, great characters, and they're moving forward to something that's going to be even more interesting and more different. That doesn't sound right. But it's going to be different. It's going to be, you know, something I think that hopefully we will enjoy, and I trust in Rian Johnson as well. So let's just give it a chance.
You want to know something funny? My favorite scene in that movie, looking back, is the very last scene leading up to The Last Jedi. And even in the theater, I shed a little tear just seeing Luke in that state. You know, it was so chilling. And I know Mark Hamill makes fun of it all the time, but I really do think he put out a great performance, you know, being this, he looks like a shell of a man that he used to be, you know?
In the trailer too, it's kind of interesting because I think we caught a glimpse of the actual first moment of the new film, because you see Rey handing Anakin's lightsaber to Luke, and it was super cool, super emotional.
Are you talking about the behind the reel thing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. They gave a lot away in that.
What do you guys think? There's no footage yet of Luke holding a lightsaber, and I know they just released the Black Series, just released a photo, I don't know if you guys saw it, of the action figure set of Luke, Jedi Master, and Rey training. Yeah, and Rey has Anakin's lightsaber and Luke has nothing. So I don't know. What do you guys think about that? You think he's going to actually show his true power in the film?
Yes.
Yeah.
Emphatic yes.
I hope so. I hope they show his true power. I think that's one of the main things that I want to see. He is known as the most powerful Jedi. Said over and over again. It makes me a little nervous though, what you just said about that action figure.
Yeah, I'm thinking it might just be for the training montage. If we're going back to the Barash theory that he is holding back, you know, I don't know. I am believing in my head right now that is canon, and I think that's what he's going through.
Now, isn't he using a lightsaber in the teaser trailers thing that came out for Star Wars Celebration?
Did not see.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, it's just Rey. All right.
Yep, he's watching. Yeah,
he's got it. He's got to have that saber. I mean, I think that's one of those things that fans are going to want to see it, and they're going to want to see his true power. And again, going back to it, I think Rian Johnson is a big Luke Skywalker fan. I can't confirm nor deny that, but it's one of the things that he said, actually, there was, I don't know if you guys had heard, there was a Good Morning America interview they did recently, actually the day after D23, and they interviewed Rian Johnson, and he said that Luke and Rey are the heartbeat of the film. So
yes,
or the beating,
that would
beating
make sense. Yeah.
Film. So there's going to be, I mean, that's the major, you know, element of the film.
I'm thinking he is in a Barash state. And at some point, he takes up the lightsaber again. And then that will be a moment in the film. Everyone's in awe.
It's going to be definitely like a dire situation where he needs to.
And that shit is green.
Green.
It is.
It's got to be green or red.
Yeah. No. Or purple. No.
Red. I think green would suffice. The little owl bird looking creature that we see. Yeah. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Is it possible, let me ask you guys, that could be a Convor?
The creature, actually, I looked this up because I did my nerd investigation. Good. And the creature is actually called a Porg, P-O-R-G.
Okay.
And it looks like a cross between like a penguin and an owl.
Yeah, right?
You know, there's they revealed what's it called, a pinball machine from. Did you see that?
No.
From Target, and there's a picture of R2-D2 with these characters swarming him. Like, there's one on his head, and they surround him.
So it is different than a Convore, then. I was thinking maybe they were going that route, where, like, because these bird creatures are occupying the island of, or the planet of Octu, right?
Yeah, they say it's a native species that lives on Octu, and I also think, too, as a side note, that I think this will be a definite topic for a future alien autopsy with Darth Dillon.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Borg.
Yeah, once more stuff is revealed, sure.
Yeah.
And they look pretty cool.
They do. And they're hanging out with Luke on this area here. They're like kind of like his buddies. They keep him company.
Yeah.
I thought they might be Convores, but maybe it's symbolic to Convores. I don't know.
It could be a nod to them. I mean, you know, the story of Star Wars is always good with nods and, you know, callbacks to certain things. So it's very possible.
All right. So they show a little bit of Canto Bite, which looks really cool.
Yeah. They showed unfinished footage of it, right? It looked like there were some of the puppets without the CG over it.
Oh.
Yeah, just the animatronic. Yeah, just their skeletons, yeah.
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 There's like a fox-looking thing.
Yeah, I noticed that as well. It reminded me of... It's funny, there's like... It reminded me of... I think it's the new... There's this new video game, Final Fantasy. It looked exactly like a character from that.
Okay. There's also
kind of funny.
That like weird has like
space poodle.
It is like a space poodle. You're right, old Ben.
Hashtag space poodle. Thank you very
space
much.
Space poodles in the house. This other thing has like a long things coming off the left and the right side of its head. Well, it's like kind of looking down. It looks cool. I'm glad they're going with a lot of practical effects in this, which you could tell. Keeping to the Force Awakens style. I think Rian Johnson's going to rock this shit, man.
He's very modest about it, and he seems very humbled.
He's just a big fan. That's a talented dude that has this opportunity to further tell the story that, you know, he grew up on, that all of us grew up on. So, yeah.
To write and direct a Star Wars film.
Definitely. That's a big honor.
And to put Admiral Akbar in it. Which is so cool.
Yeah, it's a wrap.
It's a wrap. He's in the film, which is so cool. We're going to get to see Admiral Akbar again, and that is huge. I'm super excited also.
Yeah.
I think that behind the reel footage they released at D23 got me more excited than the teaser/trailer they released at Star Wars Celebration.
Yeah. Oh, you think?
They showed more.
I do think.
What did you guys think of Finn being what it looked like behind Imperial bars and then pretty much dressing up?
So they're saying he's on a secret...
First Order. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, they're saying he's on a secret mission with this new character, Rose, and I'm sure it appears that they're infiltrating the...
Undercover.
First Order.
Yeah, yep.
Right?
Yep. Yeah. We'll see more with that.
Yeah. Good job.
Oh, no. Just real quick. Did you guys see, there wasn't really much revealed about the Han Solo film, but Ron Howard shared a picture on his Twitter of Chewbacca, and it looks like it could possibly be Chewbacca with his wife.
Wait, Chewbacca's wife?
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah,
yeah, Mala.
Whoa, are we getting a Christmas special here?
I don't know, but that's what it looks like. So that could be kind of funny, right?
We're going to Kashyyyk?
Maybe.
Cuts on Kashyyyk, baby.
I saw a Ron Howard photo with a still in the back of Lando Calrissi. Have you seen this?
Yeah, no. That was just revealed.
Yeah, just revealed.
Huh. Yeah. All right, good.
It's big news, old Ben. You got to get on that. We see some Lando Calrissi in this shot.
So we got Chewie's wife and we got Lando.
And I think this is helping to boost the excitement for the film. Just dropping little photos like that will do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Richie Cunningham.
I already feel like, all right, where are we going with this? You know?
Yeah. I mean, we don't really have much to go off of that yet. Right now, I think the hype for Last Jedi is starting to finally take off. That was just a little cool thing, though.
Pretty cool reel. We'll take a little break. And we'll come back with some more stuff from D23.
Not able to bullseye womp rats like you used to? Are you falling into your own emotional Sarlacc pit? Maybe you need to add some bantha milk into your diet. More protein than root leaf stew, and much healthier than death sticks. Bantha milk will give you the energy you need to outrun those Tusken Raiders. Bantha milk. Liquid. Blue. Yummy. Really yummy.
All right, we're back. Twi'lek Talk episode 5. Ben wanted to talk a little bit about Benicio. We forgot to throw in some Benicio. Big news.
Well, yeah, pretty cool reveal. In the same interview that Rian Johnston had with GMA the day after D23, they had the interviewer to ask them about Ezra Bridger and is there a connection? Are they the same person that Benicio del Toro is playing? And Rian Johnston said that DJ is not Ezra Bridger, but the letters DJ do stand for something, but they're not his name. So it means something to do with his occupation or his standing in the galaxy. I don't know. What do you guys think of what the letters DJ could be?
Did you say he confirmed that he wasn't Ezra Bridger?
Yes. Oh. He confirmed that he was not.
All right, that strikes down a lot of theories. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you think, Dylan?
To be honest with you, I'm not really looking into his character as much as everyone else. And that's one of those characters where I just want to see it to let it unfold. You know,
people freaked out when he came out on stage.
Yeah, that was cool.
It was
also cool to see Laura Dern.
Yeah.
That was the other thing too. Actually, that good thing you mentioned that, cause that was our first actual look, I believe, at her character, Vice Admiral Amelyn Holdo. And
yeah,
she looked pretty regal. Actually looked very original trilogy, you know, political republic sort of outfit, and they're saying that she might play one of these characters that's like, on the outside she looks like a good guy, but on the inside,
now that's just speculation, old Ben, don't get crazy.
Oh no, that's what there's it's speculation. I'm not saying, you know, just like we know Ahsoka's gonna be okay, so
who's saying
I want names right now, Arema.
It was a cool little thing that the D23, and then they had interviews as well with the cast on like Good Morning America or some shit. And it's so funny to see the cast holding back and being so careful about revealing anything, you know?
Well, you know, they have a chip programmed into their body, and if they reveal kind of like anything, the they're automatically killed.
Yeah.
So it's pretty high stakes.
Their head blows off.
Yeah, on like live.
Yeah, live TV.
Cool.
Mark Hamill came close.
Thinking of crazy theories, have you guys heard of the theory that Darth Vader can communicate with sight through C-3PO, but can't track his location? And at certain points in the movies, he was giving away key locations where the rebels resided, making C-3PO an Imperial spy. Have you heard this new theory? It's kind of new.
No, not heard that.
I look into it, guys. It's really interesting. It's weird. But they point out a lot of things that, you know, it's along the lines of one of those, you know, Jar Jar Binks' Dark Sith theories.
I totally bought that line in Synchro. Well, no,
it would have been a lot better if he was, in my opinion. But, this is a theory that's going around, and they point out
it makes sense.
They point out certain things because, you know, Anakin did build C-3PO.
Oh yeah.
You know, and they point out certain things throughout the movies. It's like, how did Darth Vader find them at this point and at that point? I suggest looking into it. It's really interesting. No,
that would make a lot of sense.
Yeah, a little bit, you know.
Blowing my mind.
And it was one of those things where I was definitely skeptic and being like, oh, it's silly. But then when you watch the video, it's like, oh, it's possible, you know. For our listeners out there, check it out. It's very interesting. Another quick, weird little theory that came out, and these are all Reddit, you know, post people. I don't know their names, but Poe Dameron being an Imperial spy. But not willingly, it happened when Kylo Ren reprogrammed his mind after picking him up on Jedha. Have you heard this theory?
No.
What's that theory?
It's that Poe Dameron was reprogrammed by Kylo Ren. Remember in The Force Awakens when he's just kind of not with the ship after the crash and Finn's looking for him? They point out all these inconsistencies and possibilities in some of these conspiracy videos saying that Poe Dameron was reprogrammed by Kylo Ren and is secretly a spy. Now, the only reason I would even consider these theories at this point is because the way that everyone's talking about this new movie being something so unexpected, it brings up...
No, that's true.
It brings up curiosity.
Yeah, that is very true.
I honestly hope that isn't the case. I mean, it's something to be like, hey, here's a surprise, but that's... For the Star Wars universe, and maybe I'm sounding too much like a original trilogyist. I don't know if that's a – I just hashtag that, original trilogist. Again, done properly, it might be a cool reveal, but I don't know. That's kind of a stretch. You think that's
taking it too far, old Ben?
Yeah, I've seen many things in my day.
And the cast,
being so old.
Was stressing that this movie, in a sense, I don't want to say they were stressing it, but they were questioned on one of these shows that is this movie heading toward the gray and not so much black and white? And it's funny because they all looked at each other and then said, like, it kind of is. And there's a lot of theories going on now with all of this stuff recently dropping that this movie could be something that's more in depth like that. And old Ben doesn't agree.
I think that the Star Wars is created for everybody. And I think that, now you're getting me thinking, I don't know, but I think that these movies are, I don't think that they're meant to be like this cerebral experience where like, wow, like you guys with Twin Peaks. I don't think it's meant to be like this, it's a psychological kind of, I got to really think about this. And I mean, reading into stuff and theories for things is cool. We all do it. We're like, wow, that's just like we were talking about before. But I think for a main plot line of, this guy's really been this all along is, for Star Wars, I'd have to wait and see. I'm not discounting it, but it's for me, it's a little bit of a stretch.
It's taking it to a different level. Is this something you want to see, Darth Dylan?
I agree with Ben. Star Wars is its own thing. It has its own method. Every Star Wars film so far has followed, not necessarily the same structure, but it's, you're watching Star Wars when you watch it. And if Rian Johnson were to make this into, I know he directed some episodes of Breaking Bad where that's kind of psychologically, you got to think, and Looper,
A thriller.
I think there's much more to the picture though. I'm sure people like Kathleen Kennedy or someone like that told him, this is what you got to stick to. But I don't know, I guess, like Ben said, you just got to wait and see.
You don't want to get fired.
Yeah, you don't want to get fired. The brothers, the Jim Carrey, Ace Ventura brothers.
Catholic Kenny, can you ask? All right, so, really cool reel they dropped. You guys want to get into these amazing, entertaining resorts and whatnot that they're building down in Disney with the hotels and Disney Star Wars
and in
Disneyland.
Anaheim too, yeah.
Anaheim.
That's great.
Now I'm a little rusty on this topic. I don't travel. But you know what? The thought, and I'll be completely honest with you guys, the thought did cross my mind of taking a road trip once this stuff is all said and done.
We'll go.
I'm there. I'm already there.
They might, we might have to go down. We might have to travel for Star Wars Celebration or something one year because I'm sure our podcast will have like a table there. So,
yeah.
I guess I have to get used to the idea of traveling.
You might have to.
Actually, Rob, I forgot to tell you, speaking from the future, you are correct. Because I have those powers.
I don't.
That's why he's Darth Dylan, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. All right. Yep. Yeah.
It's going to be called Galaxy's Edge is what they're calling the park. And from what they're saying, it's going to be an all-encompassing Star Wars experience. It'll be focusing on a spaceport somewhere in a galaxy far, far away where you can interact with the environment and aliens and ships. And I was just thinking last night as I was going through notes for the podcast, could you guys imagine what that place would look like at night under the stars?
Yeah.
I mean, that's going to look incredible.
It's going to be like we're living in that world and it's going to be beautiful.
I have a feeling there's going to be people that are going to go there that are going to have to be forcefully removed. Like, I'm not leaving. I don't care if the park is closed. I'm home. Leave me alone. I am going to be that person.
I want to live here forever. Yeah. You mentioned to me at work, old Ben, that the hotel you stay in feels like you're in space. Now, what does that mean exactly?
Very similar. It sounds like because they had artists renderings, you know, pictures and stuff that they mocked up to show the public what their interpretation of what's going to look like. And it's going to be a similar kind of thing where you'll be surrounded by characters. They're going to have Star Wars themed restaurants. And in many of the rooms, it's going to give you the illusion that there's space, like you're in an actual indoor spaceport and that you're seeing, you know, space like where you'd think you'd see daylight. I don't know how they'll do it, but
like a goddamn planetarium or some
like
shit.
Like the resort will make you feel like you're in a starship.
Yeah.
Me just thinking about this makes me so like happy. And it's really crazy that we've gotten to this point. Cause when I was younger, this seemed like a pipe dream, you know, like we had Orlando Studios with Nickelodeon and everything like that. But this is really like our dreams coming true.
Last time I was in any of these resorts, I was about 13, so we're going back a ways, and I went to Universal Studios in Epcot, and they were a lot of fun, don't get me wrong, I enjoyed them thoroughly, but with, like, you know, my love for Star Wars, being in a Star Wars universe, it is extremely tempting. Is this going to cost me a fortune?
Of course.
You might have to take out a loan.
Well, no, they're going to pay us.
Yeah. You're right.
This is true. By 2019, they will be. I don't know if you guys know this, though. Did a little more digging, a little more research that this is kind of interesting. The driving force behind the park will be none other than everyone's favorite neighborhood pirate, Hondo Ohnaka from Rebels.
Really?
I guess it sounds like he's going to be sort of like the default tour guide, maybe, that you guide you through the park. And for Star Tours fans, actually, this is pretty cool. Captain Rex will be DJing at the cantina that they have there.
Oh, snap.
That's great. I'm excited to go to the cantina. And by the time, hopefully, I can have a nice blue milk on the rocks.
Seriously. And if you think about it, the hotel, if you know you have trouble going to sleep, you can call up for a blue milk nightcap.
I'm going to give me some death sticks, yo.
Death stick. Yeah.
No, I think you've had enough.
I can only imagine they're probably going to throw stuff like that in too, you know, like shady doings.
Shady doings.
Well, it's funny too, because like they say that, you know, because they have that Millennium Falcon ride too.
Whoa. I saw that. And it's, which is, if you do a poor job at piloting the Falcon, you are looked down upon. What? That's true, right?
Yeah. It impacts the rest of your trip.
Now, wait, is this Falcon ride anything like the Back to the Future 3D ride in Universal?
Oh, I love that ride. It's gone, though. But yeah.
It's gone?
I hope so.
And it was gone.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's been a while.
So listen, Doc.
Doc, you built a time machine. Can you do it, Ben?
DeLorean?
Ben's good at that.
I don't know. Yeah, they've given very little. Again, they've just shown pictures. They've given a little bit amount of information, but it seats six, I believe, and it could be. It sounds like it's a lot more obviously interactive than Star Tours was. I don't know if you guys ever went on Star Tours when they had that.
No.
No. What was that like?
That was more or less like there was an. Well, now they have an updated one with actually Finn is in it, and you're basically this tour group that's in space on a spaceship, and Captain Rex, who's funny enough actually voiced by Pee Wee Herman, and I believe
hey,
the
kid.
New one's I believe the new one's got Anthony Daniels as C-3PO and R2. That are the new sort of, but I think Captain Rex still might be there in some form or fashion. But yeah, it's basically you go through different things where you're supposed to go on a tour through this galaxy, but you get caught up in the rebellion and the Empire, and you get pushed back and knocked into this and through this, and you're fighting a battle that they're currently fighting. It's really cool.
You've
but
done this
seems like it's more
band?
Interactive.
You did this?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I've never done that.
Oh, cool. I've never done any of this. I'm going to the Orlando for the first time, actually, next month.
Oh, good for you, Darth.
All right.
I'm awesome. Actually kind of thinking about this right now. I'm getting kind of bummed out that I'm not going to be able to experience Star Wars World, Galaxy's Edge.
Yeah.
But I'm still going to enjoy my time, obviously, because I got the Simpsons and everything.
It's going to be humid as hell down there. What are you going to be there in August?
Yeah. Ooh. Bunch of humid and... people wearing clothes that they shouldn't.
Orlando Calrissian, yes.
Yeah. I was going to say that, Orlando Calrissian.
You'll have fun, though.
Yeah, but in mark my words, when we have that table there, I'm going to soak up every moment.
Ahsoka. Hey, no.
Ahsoka. I soak up every moment.
That's my girl. Wordplay.
Dead.
All right, so...
She's dead.
Anything else they revealed at D23?
What else? I think that was it. I mean, they didn't... they gave the... lineup through 2020 as far as the movies that Disney are putting out, you know, everything from Marvel movies to everything, Star Wars to everything else.
Yeah.
But they didn't say anything besides the Han Solo film and Episode 9. They didn't reveal anything else. So I guess we'll have to wait a little bit longer.
You think we're going to have to wait till like 2021 for an Obi-Wan flick?
Well, Ewan McGregor will be close to 50 by then.
They'd be if old Obi and Tatooine.
I think they're holding out till he turns like 70.
They're waiting for him to get old?
Yeah.
There's cutbacks at the Disney makeup department, so they just want him to be old. So
they don't have a budget for that anymore. I got a curveball for y'all.
Okay.
Colin Trevorrow, he recently came out with a new movie, The Book of Henry, and it's been getting awful reviews. What does this say about Episode 9, or does it mean anything?
Wait. This is the director or writer?
I think he's directing it, yeah.
Oh, this is Jurassic World guy?
Yeah.
Oh, we talked about this at work. So wait, he wrote a book and it's getting bad reviews.
Oh, no, he has a movie, The Book of Henry.
Oh, he wrote a screenplay.
Or the movie's called The Book of Henry.
Oh, he did a movie and it sucks.
Yeah, yeah.
I was lost for a second, sorry. I don't know. Honestly, what did people think of Jurassic World? Because I didn't enjoy it that much, but I could see it was okay.
It was,
How
was
the reviews, like the critics, how they react to it?
They thought it was, mediocre.
I mean, it made a lot of money, but again, these days, what does that really say? I mean, Suicide Squad made a ton of money. But
it's a little overwhelming for me to focus on Episode 9 at this point.
Yeah, right.
I'm more concerned with Episode 8, and then we'll think about Episode 9. But what else has that guy done besides Jurassic World?
He can skip stones on the water.
Without the...
No, I don't know. I think that's the only thing like I really know.
Oh, Safety Not Guaranteed.
I don't know if that is.
It was an indie film that came out in 2012.
So you tell me they gave a fucking Star Wars movie to some guy who's done 2 films?
Yes.
Yep.
I'm not sure I agree with that.
I don't know. Well, he did say something like that the series is very close to his heart, and a lot of his values that he uses in life are from Star Wars. So, maybe this could be his big break.
Well, here's what I'll also say about it. I think that especially after the Han Solo thing that's been going on, I think Disney and Kathleen Kennedy definitely have quality control measures put in for these kind of things, where if they feel like the production is not going in the direction they feel like it should go, I think they will step. I mean, they have done it.
They've proven very true.
So
I agree.
I don't think we have anything to worry about. That's just my opinion.
I agree, old Ben. I predict that this clown gets fired before that movie is halfway filmed.
And so who's going to take over for him?
I'll do it.
It's going to
cost them, but I'll do it.
I think Kevin Smith is going to direct the new Star Wars.
Would you guys be interested in something like that?
I could, hey, you know, Kevin Smith making like a, if they give him the budget, I think he could do a cool job.
I think he could write a good Star Wars film more
right,
than
yeah, two. Right. Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Focus it like in the cantina.
Now, how about if, this new, you know, this new Valerian movie coming out, the guy who did Fifth Element, who's that? Could you see him maybe taking on something like that? He has a little more experience with sci-fi. Is that a little far-fetched or does not fit into the criteria?
You mean Luc Besson? Is that
his name?
Yeah, I'm looking it up right now.
Yeah. Now, how about that dude does a Star Wars flick? That,
bring it on.
That Valerian looks pretty cool.
Yeah. Valerian root.
I don't know.
That, just, I mean, that is how you calm down from the Ahsoka debacle.
Yeah.
Ahsoka Dokel, did you say?
Ahsoka Dokel.
I've heard it before too, and I would love to see Jon Favreau direct a movie. He's a big Star Wars fan. He's obviously in the Disney family, being Happy Hogan in the Iron Man movies. So that's somebody that I would look towards. And I think that I've heard it before too. Where, and also he Jungle Book too. I think he
Jungle Book.
Oh, that was in the Jungle Book. What? Which Iron Man movies did he do?
He was Happy Hogan in Iron Man.
Oh,
he played. He
didn't direct Iron Man.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But I'm saying he's in the fam. I mean, doing that and directing Jungle Book, he's been in. You know, he's under that Disney umbrella, so that would probably be, that could be something they might be looking at. So
yeah, maybe. Yeah. I'm sure.
Or Ben Affleck. No.
No.
Oh yeah.
I'm not saying that wouldn't work, but. Let's go. I think they should approach directors who, when you look at their films, you could see them creating a Star Wars vibe film or style. You know what I mean? I don't know. Those leave that up to the people in suits in Hollywood. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Right.
But we'll worry about Episode 9 after Episode 8's release. And then we can converse about that. It's all a little overwhelming for me.
Okay, well, we can tell that you are, you know, distressed now. So perhaps, you know, that Valerian route or going to see Valerians week, I don't know.
Something. You want to go see that, old Ben? Is that something you're into?
I'm definitely going to be seeing that.
How about you, Darth Dylan?
What's up?
Valerian? You want to go see it?
Honestly, yeah, sure. If it's in the theater, I'll see it.
Looks freaking cool. It's the first movie in a long time I want to see in 3D.
Okay. So yeah, I saw the only movies I've seen in 3D are Force Awakens and Rogue One. Those were pretty good. So yeah.
Rogue One was good anywhere.
Yeah.
Anything you guys want to add for D23 or anything else related to Star Wars?
Yeah, no, I think we pretty much covered everything. Let's once again plug our buddy Ken Frederick, who is our webmaster and our friend. Check out his website at www.kenfrederick.com for all your website reading needs.
Yeah. Thanks, Ken.
Thank you, Ken.
I hooked this up.
You.
Darth Dylan? No? Okay. that was episode 5 of Twi'lek Talk. Check us out at TwiLikeTalk.com for all of our Star Wars content. Old Ben, Darth Dylan, till next time. Yeah.
A time machine out of a DeLorean?
May the Force be with you.
Always.